Yes, among my many talents,
this is Digital Dave. Go there, and I'm Fast Eddie, avoiding the subject.
I'm trying. I'm trying to resist the urge to demonstrate.
No,
but
no,
anyway,
no.
We have to be good. We're joined by our boss, Afterburner Al.
And good morning, gentlemen.
And you are going to do something rather unusual for us.
Not necessarily unusual.
Hopefully.
Just in the distance, we're joined now by Richard Neville, who is the category manager for Flight Sim Products of SciTech UK. So we're talking across the pond. We're throwing our voice. Good morning, Mr. Neville.
Hi there.
Oh, nice to have you on board with us, although it's afternoon. How is it in the summertime right now there in England?
Well, at the moment we've got decent weather, actually. Lots of cloud around. It was raining this morning, but this afternoon it's nice and sunny.
Well, that's lovely because it's nice and sunny here, so at least we can share in that particular weather experience. Your company produces a variety of peripherals. You have yoke systems, throttle quadrants, rudder pedals, and, of course, controllers for flight simulators. I had a chance. We actually are playing Microsoft Flight Simulator X or 10. I'm not sure which one it
10.
Is. But we play that here at the station from time to time, and we have your Aviator 801, I believe it is.
The Aviator, yeah, absolutely.
That was my first one I got, and then was able to also try out the X-52, which is also another great one that you have. Talk a little bit about some of the products that you have for Flight Simulator.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've picked out the two biggest selling ones, certainly in the U.S. there. The Aviator came along, when was it, 2 or 3 years ago, just about 3 months before Flight Sim 10 was released, actually. Probably the fastest product we've ever developed, that one. The guys put in so much work to get that one done really, really quickly, and I think it's come out a really nice, good kind of like entry-level product for people trying to get into flight simulation. And then, of course, we've got at the higher up prices stuff like the X-52, the X-52 Pro, which brings in the more separate throttle and stick aspect of it. So people going for something which is a bit more realism, throttle on the left side, you know, that's the sort of thing that you get in maybe a fighter jet. But then lots of people use them for everything from commercial sims like Flight Sim to the combat stuff like Lock-On Modern Air Combat and Falcon 4.
I know that we talk about the Aviator, just that one in its simplicity, yet it has so many features. Like it has dual throttles, and then you can also lock them together for single. And then it has the toggle switches on the front, and then you can select different modes. And so you kind of keep your hands right on the controls the whole time, no having to punch your keyboard to change modes when you're flying around. And I especially like the rocket launcher button that lights up in red.
Yeah.
That's always
so
popular.
Simple touches, isn't it?
Yeah, and if you move up to the X-52, it's much of the same thing, although there are more buttons than you could ever hope to program.
we do get feedback from people saying, can you give us more? So there's always a limit, though, but beyond which people generally can't remember. I mean, because when you got that many controls, you then add in the mode switch, so you got possibility of three different sets of commands depending on which position that switch is in. It can get pretty huge, the list of stuff you can program on there. But yeah, the goal is to make sure that people have everything they need right under their hands. They don't need to keep reaching for the keyboard, and I think we generally attain that.
Well, that's like what they do at the F-18. It's called hands-on throttle and stick. You can literally command every function of the aircraft.
Switch CDs, change the radio station, you know.
Just the air conditioning.
Yeah.
Without ever having to take your hand off the controls.
Yeah.
And I was curious, you know, in playing around with the X-52, you can program any number of macros if you have certain keystrokes that you like to do. And you know, I sat there trying to figure out exactly how you would program all those keystrokes, and it could be pretty involved, but some people are pretty heavy gamers.
Absolutely. I mean, you get different levels of it, and usually people are the one that gets first into it. I usually tell them to not bother with the programming at first. Just get used to flying with the aircraft. Then they start learning where all the controls are, which ones they use the most, and then they start building a profile up where they can start programming all the buttons as they want them. And the beauty of it is, of course, you can change it around. You can have different profiles for different aircraft and all the rest of it. So there's an awful lot of flexibility there with the products.
And while we're talking, if those of you listening, if you want to go to generationgamers.com, and the last the last letter is actually a Z, and you can type in X52.
Well, see, the gamers would know that automatically. Yeah. And not like course, us old
yeah.
heads.
Yeah. But if you go there and you type in X52, you can read my review of the X52 Pro along with the rudder pedals as we're talking along here. You had, at least in development, we thought, was a flight panel as well that goes along with the peripherals?
The flight instrument panel.
Yes.
Yeah, it's proven to be the hardest product we've ever developed. It's quite a cunning little device. It's a little 3-4-inch LCD screen. Which we've actually designed so that it will mount on top of our flight yoke as well. And the idea being that when it's available, it'll be able to actually show flight panel information from flight simulators. So your altimeter, what else is on? Oh, there's a number of other controls in there. I haven't got a product sheet in front of me, so I always forget them. But yeah, the idea being that it reads all the information from Flight Sim 10, and you're actually showing real time information there on your desk. Rather than having to have all the panels up on screen in the flight sim.
To use the X52 as an example, on the throttle side of the two-piece peripheral there, you can actually have the radio frequencies displayed there in several different screens. So are you finding that the people, the gamers that you're designing for, they're looking for basically a recreation of the cockpit right on their desktop?
Yeah, very much so. And we're going even further with that now. I mean, we've got a couple of products coming out this year. One which has been designed so that it can attach onto the top of the yoke, or it can be fixed into anyone's homemade cockpit if they want as well. But that's going to bring in a bunch more switches, like you've got a landing gear control, engine control, and a number of other switches on board that. And that's the feedback we're getting. We've given people the controls in the form of either the X52 Pro or the flight yoke. And people want to add more stuff into their home cockpit to really build up the simulation aspect of it.
And talk us a little bit about the process of how you develop these peripherals and who you're talking to. I mean, obviously, are you talking to pilots? Are you talking to gamers? Who are the folks that that you get the best feedback from?
It's usually a combination of both, and in fact, usually both in the same people. A lot of the pilots that we speak to are huge simulation enthusiasts as well. We've got a number of people here in the UK, not far from where we're based, in Bristol, actually. That they have there's a guy who has part ownership of an aircraft, and they've taken us up in that, so we can have a go at the real thing and all the rest of it. And we utilise them for all the feedback. We say, what about this idea? And they give us feedback on it. And yeah, we also just we've got our own official forum where there's a number of people always posting feedback on stuff and saying, how about if you did this or that feature? And we take it all on board, and we wrap it up when we're doing our new product development. We just feed it all into the new products that we're doing.
That brings a question to mind. Are the rumors true that you guys are actually developing an ejection seat?
Well, I might have a problem getting that one pushed through on the process, but we can try.
There you go. The ultimate in realism.
Richard, I have another question for you here, and this is along the vein that many gamers are also pilots, and many pilots are also gamers. Yeah. Are you also a pilot as well?
I'm not. No. I've never had the money to take that up as a hobby.
Well, I imagine.
Plus, finding time to juggle, because it's not just the flight simulation stuff that I look after for SciTech. I mean, I've been with the company for just over 9 years now, and I cover all the gaming aspect of it. So it's not just the sticks; it's also the console aspect, like the Xboxes and the PlayStation. So I have to cover a whole number of things. So flight sim is what I really, really, really enjoy in doing. But I'm finding less and less time for it these days, unfortunately.
Now there was SciTech was acquired by another company. Where is does SciTech fit now in the corporate structure?
Well, it's absolutely part of it. I mean, we were acquired by Mad Catz, who are very much a console company. But they bought us because they respect what we do, that we make these fantastic products, especially for flight simulation, but across the whole breadth of PC peripherals, the keyboards, mice, gamepads, the whole thing. And they're absolutely retaining that as it is. SciTech as a brand name still stands for all the stuff it stood for over the previous 12 years. So we're not changing anything. We're still going to be making good flight sim gear for you guys. You know, if you keep on buying it, we'll keep on making it.
We surely will. Richard Neville, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Richard Neville is the category manager for Flight Sim Products of SciTech UK. You're listening to EAA Radio.